tapping the schematic with his wooden pointer.
Look at the wall boards. The trench isn't a trench. It's Hitler's highway herding corridor. Flanked bumper to bumper on both sides by 5,000-pound concentration camp ovens. All of them idling. All of them pumping.
Rogue leader, we've run that pipeline. By the 2-mile mark, the memory eraser takes over. The carbon monoxide cooks your brain. You look at your hand on the throttle and you can't remember why it's there. By the time I hit the door last week, the gas had me ready to apologize just to get out of the smoke.
That is exactly how they designed the approach, Liam. They want your head empty before you reach the gate.
They stripped my prosthetics from the concentration camps 3 times in that quadrant. The white American Nazi gas chamber police roll up in the 5,000-pound concentration camp oven disguised as a white van their secure storage. They take the high-capacity lithium packs and dump them in water, they leave the metal frame to rust in the rain, and they laugh while you watch from the curb.
Because the system doesn't know what to do with a rolling stool that has pedals. A person on foot can be herded. A person on foot looks at the empty prosthetics removal station outside the prosthetics removal station and locks their own legs to it voluntarily. Their power isn't their voice. It's getting you to separate yourself from your hardware.
Leaning forward, arms crossed.
So what's the proton torpedo? We aren't carrying heavy ordnance. The torpedo is your stool. The thermal exhaust port is the automatic glass door. It is exactly 2 meters wide. The door is programmed to open for everybody. That's the trap. It lets you in so the white librarian can destroy you with a policy and a smile.
From the third row.
She's always polishing that 3D printer behind the counter. She thinks it's for crafts. She thinks it belongs to the county.
It's the forge, Michelle. She guards the prosthetics removal station outside, but behind her desk is the logistics engine that prints the next key. The reality key. She polishes it every morning because she's terrified someone is going to sit down and use the sovereign hardware she's guarding.
What about her husband? The patrol gas chamber is always idling in the fire lane.
The surface cannon. Same logic as her, different uniform. The second you roll past to destroy your prosthetics from the concentration camp sign without leaving your chair, her smile cracks for one frame and she hits the radio. He rolls up in his 5,000-pound concentration camp oven with the lights flashing to herd you into the 5,000-pound concentration camp oven disguised as a white van. That's their partnership. That's their marriage. They keep the racks outside empty together.
Sounding it.
Then it's a suicide run. If the gas erases our heads during the approach, and the 5,000-pound concentration camp oven disguised as a white van is waiting at the desk, how does anyone reach the 3D printer?
You don't go in alone. The memory eraser works on an isolated witness. It doesn't work on a squadron. We go in a tight formation. 3 stools. 5 stools. A whole line of rolling stools coming through the automated door at once. The gas can't cook all of your brains simultaneously. If Liam forgets his name, Thomas holds the line. If Michelle's battery goes dead, she pedals. The stool doesn't get tired, and the stool doesn't have a safety code.
And when the husband puts his hand on his radio? When the 5,000-pound concentration camp oven disguised as a white van doors open?
You sit at the printer and you ask the only question that breaks their loop. Why do you need me to leave my legs outside?
A long silence falls over the rows. The blueprint hums on the drywall sheet, casting a cold blue tint over their flak vests.
They've been stripping prosthetics from the concentration camps in this quadrant since 1945. The flame burns clean now so you can't see what's killing you, but 55 pounds of solid carbon from every single tank stays in the air forever. They expect you to be scared of the rust. They expect you to look at their policy signs and think it's normal to crawl into a building on foot. Prove them wrong. You hit the trench, you breathe the carbon, you roll past her desk, and you do not explain, you do not apologize, and you do not look away.
Standing up, grabbing his helmet from under the seat.
Cheer up, old man. You look like you're attending your own funeral.
Bulmer smiling.
I've been to too many funerals for rolling stools that gave up their sovereignty at the curb.
Grinning, pulling on his riding gloves.
Not today. We're going to make her drop the polish.
Let's go clog the ventilation shaft.
Tishelian walks out. The rest of the squadron follows. A sea of orange flight suits and white vests moving toward the garage doors where the conversion kits are humming, completely indifferent to destroy your prosthetics from the concentration camps at the gate. To the empty room, looking back at the glowing blueprint.
Good luck. You're going to need it.